Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Tell the devil that I'm getting there as fast as I can. In a sunburst Gibson in an all country band. And loving a woman who can outcuss any man. Tell the devil that I'm getting there as fast as I can.
Welcome back, welcome back. You're listening to Hardline, 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, 5-9TheFan.com. We were discussing how pro plastic surgery we are, not for each other, of course.
You are.
For the selfishness of...
You are pro-practice.
Thankfully,
plastic
my
surgery.
Wife doesn't need any, but if she did, I'd be all for it.
Whatever makes you feel better about yourself.
Or about them. That's the point, right?
Yeah, because it's totally not about you at all.
No,
this, yeah, this has nothing to do with you,
I don't
DJ.
Think that should be part of the equation.
So if I had, like I said, my wife doesn't need any, but if I had married a girl who had like a clear flaw that she didn't like and I didn't like, why would I not want to fix it? That just doesn't make any sense.
If it doesn't bother her, probably it's a problem.
I said that she doesn't like it, I don't like
it.
Oh,
okay. Well, okay. Well. You're better served that it's her idea.
You can
and
kinda,
then you can support.
You can kind of nudge it that way, though, right? Just
well, if you're
hey, we're making you, a little more money now.
If you can do it deftly,
yeah. John, you seem like you have a lot of tact in your day, right?
No, please,
woman. It's 6:35 a.m. Where's my damn breakfast?
That counts for
you
tact.
Know, I mean, you gotta send messages. You gotta send them early and often. Yo. What is this vacuum cleaner here for? Why are you here?
Oh
as
God.
An ornament? Hey, vacuum cleaner, meet wife. Wife, meet vacuum cleaner.
You know, I've always said I missed my chance to watch the NBA back in the 60s, but it looks like I've jumped in a time machine, and now I'm going to get the chance. It's going to be
there
awesome. I'm going to watch Kareem and Oscar, Will. It's going to be great.
Well, I like guys who bring up topics on the surface for effect. Hey, Rock, let me ask you a question.
Oh, yeah.
What is why is July 6th of 2016 so important to Russell Wilson and Sierra?
July 6th, 2016?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the day they were married?
And?
Oh, yeah, that's the day Russell Wilson. Was he a virgin before that?
No, he was married.
A virgin. He had been married before.
Oh.
But
it was the first time with her.
They had abstained from
yes.
sex until they were married.
I forgot that's why TJ loves Russell so much.
No, I still think he did it wrong. You can keep going way after marriage. That's what I did.
Who was Sierra married? Or who was Sierra engaged to prior to Russell Wilson?
I believe that's future.
No, in the past. We want to know what she was married to before. Come on, kid.
I don't know if she was ever. I don't know if she was married to Future, but they did have a kid together, and they were together. I don't know if her and Future ever married. Though.
So who was holding the moral high ground?
What's that kid's name, by the way?
Past.
We always know. Everyone on Twitter just calls him Little Future, just to like mess with Russell. So I actually, honestly, I have no idea what the kid's name is. Let me find
Future
out.
Future Junior.
Is it really Future Junior?
Future Junior, yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, so he literally, that's the actual name. Okay, fair enough. They were engaged. They never got married. I thought that was honestly just a Twitter joke that everyone called him Future Junior. The fact that Russell Wilson is raising that kid and he's straight up is a junior of the baby daddy.
We're missing something. This is obviously Cam's role model. And you just dive right into the engaged forever thing. Although, I can tell you this. Cam and Kate may never get married. They will be together forever.
Well,
good.
I tell you this much.
Not if they never get married.
It's the happiest 8-year engagement we know of.
Hey, Into Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Last but not least,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
how
mm-hmm.
do you properly spell Sierra?
It's with a C, bro.
That's actually not the part that screwed me up. It's C-I-A-R-A.
Yeah, Sierra.
Exactly. Exactly. You were going with an E in there originally, were you not, Rob?
Yeah, I was going with the C, but I was going with an E. I wasn't going with the A.
Why?
I don't know why. Because I've never actually
sounded out.
I've never
Sierra.
Listened to a Sierra song on purpose.
Sierra.
Yeah, but then there's Sierra Mist, and so you're throwing.
That's what
I got these coming. Well,
Sierra Nevada Mountains.
Thank you.
Well done, Into Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. Hadley is the ideal weight if he was 12 feet tall. I think he's told that one. It's a good one though. I like to revisit.
I see there. There's a nice guy typing in to give me a compliment.
Poor man's Don King. Wow, can you be any more shallow? I'm sure we could.
No, TJ, I don't know if you could. Dude.
I guarantee you I could be more shallow.
I mean, you talked about how if women are going to wear makeup, they just might as well tattoo it on so you never have to see
them. Here's what
it.
I said, and I want to clarify.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah. Wow. He doubled down.
I want to clarify this, and I still maintain. If you
triple down.
If you, for instance, and I never did this, so I didn't have to worry about this, but like, say you met a girl at a bar and you took her home and she was all makeuped up and all that kind of stuff. And then she goes, you take her home, she goes in the shower, she comes back out and looks nothing like the girl that you took home. That's false advertising. That is false advertising to the highest degree. So
we can all agree with that.
I want you to, if you're going to put that on your face, at least with some of it, needs to be a tattoo. It needs to be permanent. I don't want you to wash it off. I come out and say, who are you?
I see your point, but I think it's short-sighted because what if she changes her mind?
Well, people get tattoos removed all the time.
Not that easy.
Like, you can tattoo eyeliner on, for sure. Women do it all the
time.
Yeah,
I know that.
And I'm sure there are other things you could do, but bottom line is false advertising is a crime, and I think lawsuits should be in play.
Hey, you know what? Let's just get right down to the brass tacks, okay? If God wanted men to vacuum, he wouldn't have given women
here's the other thing.
He would not have given women vacuum-carrying hips.
Here's the other thing. If she went home with you, call it a win and leave it alone. You're way ahead of the game. She went home with you. Just leave it at that.
You don't even know who that was. You might get your gun out and say, who are you? I didn't take you home.
This is perfect. Bob is just right in the middle on so many things between me and TJ. It's just you're it's perfect. I'm with you. Just I'm not complaining. I'm not trying to throw barbs like, whoa, why do you look different?
I am.
Yeah, I know you are.
Saying, who are you? Why are you here? And what
did you
do?
You took my, what did you, kidnap my date?
Cam Jansen texting in said, I don't know if I should read this on air.
No. If you of all people are like, should I say this on air considering what you just said on air? Then no, do not say
if it. If it makes you
yes,
wonder,
Cam, are you fine with me saying this on air?
No, he doesn't know either. Don't save him either.
Save Cam.
Cam is a dude.
Don't save him. Save him.
From himself.
He just.
Save him from himself.
He's in theory, Cam agrees with me. And says,
and by the way, to the two family members of the female persuasion that have texted me in the last 90 seconds, that was TJ. That was TJ Moe who talked about women having vacuum carrying hips.
No, but I will claim my tattoo and false advertising, and okay. I think I'm dead on that. Anyway, Cam thought it was an intruder, so there you go. Just like I told you it would. Let's see. The 314, I think we can all agree on this. Hadley has been, once again, unequivocally proven to be a moron.
We've had so many topics, I'm not sure.
I can't accept that without an example of why.
We need a qualifier, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. If you would be so kind to qualify your statement, we will discuss it.
The Blood Prophet... Hadley, you're probably the worst human in the world. No wonder you are divorced, you sperm bloated donkey rectum.
Hey, this is not the morning show. Knock that off.
Hey.
Yes, Father Ramsey.
I take umbrage with being called a donkey.
That's right. Sperm bloated rectum.
Yeah, donkey, that's they're almost calling you a Democrat, John.
One too many adjectives. So there you go.
Sorry?
Nothing. I want to get into this story that I read a little bit earlier today, boys. And that is, I retweeted it. You go to @TJMo28. It is my most recent retweet. It's from Yahoo Sports. And it is a story. Your guy did a pretty good job. It is, I'm not sure who wrote this. Flinder Boyd, it looks like. So, anyway, he talks about what Michael Sam went through as a guy that, agree or disagree with, you know, the process of how he came out. Everybody talks about the draft day kiss that, honestly, is still discussed.
By whom?
Who talks about that?
Well, just anytime gay rights come up, they'll say, like, here was a moment of, you know, attention on television and you broke through with that sort of thing. So if you're talking about, like, breaking through things, people use that as an example of here was a moment for the LGBTQ, SGM. There's a lot. I can't keep up with how many letters we're putting on that.
Right.
Anyway, talked about his fall of going from a guy that had like 7 career sacks to coming out to the team. Because remember, he came out to the team before he ever did publicly. And we used to have, you called them crossover meetings. So in football, I don't think people really realize the team's so big that not only are you completely separated from the other unit, that's offense, defense, that's it, but you're also separated from the rest of your single unit. And that is, we don't hang out with the quarterbacks that much. Mm-hmm. We don't hang out with the running backs that much. The offensive linemen do their own thing. We hang out with the receivers because we do our own stuff, and then you come together. So you spend, you know, 75% of your time with the receivers, and then you mix in the rest. So when you have those that kind of setup, and that is a mandated setup, you can't if you try to spend all your time with the defense, you're never going to get anything done. So you have crossover meetings, and what they would try to do is pick a defensive lineman and a wide receiver and a kicker and a, you know, left tackle, and put them all in a meeting and just get to know you time. They did that every year. And so during this meeting, Michael Sam said, you know, introduce yourself, tell me something about you. And Michael Sam basically said, hey, you know, I'm Michael Sam, I'm from Hitchcock, Texas. I play defensive end. I'm a senior, and I'm a proud gay man. That's how he came out. Now, most everybody knew that already.
Yeah.
Or at least had suspicions. But it was the first time he ever came out. And for him, it was a big moment. And for the team, they were like, yeah, okay. Because most of the team, if not all, I don't want to speak for everybody, didn't care and were totally fine with it. Good. I'm glad you're, you know, admit it. It's not something we have an issue with. So anyway, talking about how he went from...
By the way, it would have been very hard for him to hide it with the way that he ran around Columbia, but go ahead.
That is another thing that he did not tell the media, but they all knew. And credit to the Columbia media, Dave Matter, Gabe DeArmond, and all those guys. I don't want to speak for them, but they all basically said, dude, we knew. Well, yeah. It's not our story to tell.
Yeah, everyone knew.
How about the people at 550 like you and I who knew? How about Jim Thomas,
Yeah.
who not only knew on 2 occasions, turned down doing a story because he was supposed to get the story at the end, and then Sam went to ESPN and everything else. No,
I
love it when people talk about the media and this, that, and the other thing. Everybody knew about Michael Sam. He never hit it in Columbia. He was around bars with guys and everything else. But that's what he chose to do.
Right.
Somehow, some way, in the end, he tried to play it up big, like it was something significant, like this huge secret. People in the NFL knew when he was a sophomore.
Yeah,
it's almost like your local media cares more than the national media, because that was annoying the way that everybody kept it quiet and everyone respected exactly what he wanted. And then, as soon as the draft hits around, it's just everything goes national.
So
that's all he wanted to talk to.
He suddenly plays it up big. He was given his space. He was given this. He was given that. He's the one who took advantage of it and tried to use it for himself. Don't expect me to sit here and feel sorry for Michael Sam, TJ.
I'm not asking you to feel sorry for anybody. I'm just going through this story that's interesting.
Yeah, so what is the story then?
Yeah. Everybody is welcome to feel, especially with just, look, everybody's got their own standards for what they think is right and your own morality in life. You guys are welcome to think. I don't want to tell anybody what to think about that. I do think that everybody can relate. John could relate more to this than any of us, honestly, because he spiraled down so quickly, and I'm sure different reasons, but there's a part in the story here because they talked about the high of his high, and that was 7th-round pick, got into camp with the Rams in the preseason, led the team. I was in that training camp with him. Led the team in sacks, had 3 sacks in the preseason, but was let go. He and I were actually at a Mizzou game when the official roster was announced, and Jeff Fisher called him and said, hey, man, we're going to let you go. He signed with the Cowboys, thought he was going to have a chance. There is kind of an interesting line in here where when he was with the Cowboys, that they had, I'm blanking on his name, Jerry Jones, called him into his office, said, you ever seen one of these and it's a Super Bowl ring? He said, yeah, maybe we can bring one of these back to Dallas this year. And so Mike thought he was about to get called up to the 53, man. He said, anyway, sit down. We're going to have to let you go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so weird kind of thing there. And then to fall from, he was trying to have a media career. Like, he went out to FS1 and did an interview with them, and they weren't interested. ESPN tried to do stuff in the media, kind of reinvent himself there. Nobody was interested. Went on Dancing with the Stars, got voted off fairly quickly there, and then went up to the CFL, was kind of depressed, and was going through some other stuff, so he left shortly thereafter. Anyway, we can argue about whether or not this was self-inflicted. A lot of it probably was. He's not the most articulate guy, so the media is not the place for him. Point is, he went down into a spiral of depression where he got into, like, hard drugs, like spending all of his nights drinking till he passed out, and then wake up in the morning, try to get a workout in, and then snort cocaine for the remainder of the day till you could get to nighttime. That is the downward spiral that I think he's coming out of now. But it is kind of interesting where they go through some of his family stuff. His dad, if you guys remember, when he officially came out, his dad said, look, where I'm from, guys get with women. And you have who's the player that he named? The old Rams lineman. Anyway. No. John, who's the Jack Youngblood, I think, would be turning in his grave. You know, and that was his dad's official statement to the media, which whether you agree with him or not, probably not the best idea to go to the media. So he and his dad have had a strained relationship. Three of his siblings have died. You know, just different.
Brutal.
He has had a rough life, and I keep up with him to some degree. I didn't realize that, you know, he's drank a lot of alcohol for a long time. But, he has not been a drugs guy ever, far as I knew. And to go down that road is pretty brutal. And John knows as well as anybody, that's a really tough road to come back from.
Well, yes and no. I mean, once you realize what you're doing to yourself, it's a pretty easy road to come back from. Problem is people admitting it to themselves that there is an issue, that there is a problem.
And yeah, they think they can deal with it. They fooled themselves.
Yeah. And those who use it to get away from issues are just exacerbating the issue in the truest sense. So, yeah. I mean, because I'll tell you this much right now, in all seriousness, I truly do believe that if I did not have a very strong family, that I'd have had some issues, very, very serious issues, because daddy had no problem going skiing, none whatsoever.
Yep, that's an issue. So anyway, interesting story there if you want to go read it on Yahoo. Just kind of an update for a guy that if this were a national show, I wouldn't read this. This is a guy that I knew as a friend of mine, and kind of an update on his life. I don't know that this is necessarily something that Yahoo is going to have a lot of interest on and such, but interesting to me as a guy that he was in my recruiting class.
Mm-hmm.
Rough go for him, as you know, he would be the first to admit that I think a lot of this was self-inflicted. Certainly, typically when you go down into the, it is a decision to go seek out cocaine. So, you know, that certainly self-inflicted, but sad nonetheless, and I hope he's coming back from that. Hey, boys, it is springtime, and summer is right around the corner. It's time to go check out your local Smoothie King. Mine is up in Fenton. You can come visit me as often as you want to. John, you have one smoothie that you get over and over and over again. What is that?
That is the Chocolate Gladiator with peanut butter and banana, and it's spectacular.
Have you veered away from that at all?
No. I stick to that 100% of the time. And the one that I had in the Fenton Branch, which is right there in the Bluffs.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the movie theater.
Big shopping center.
Yep.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, down from the movie theater a little bit. But, you know, right there with all the restaurants and the shopping and everything. I can tell you this much right now. I absolutely love them. I know a lot of people use them for health reasons. I just like the taste of them. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
Very healthy. A lot of you. Go ahead.
That's what I'm going to say is that I know that you know how hard my son works, mm-hmm. weightlifting and everything. He swears by them. He'll have one right after he literally goes right there after working out, you know, to get one of those. And I know a couple of the buddies that he works out with. So there's no question in my mind that from a health standpoint, they're good for you. Me just drinking one because I like the taste of it and doing nothing may not be healthy, but
here is my public vow to you.
Yes, yes.
Fenton location, Smoothie King, about 10 after 5, I will enjoy a meal replacement smoothie.
Very good.
Today, I promise you.
There you go. The meal replacement smoothie. So there are, basically, they figure out how many calories and such that you don't want to be adding. You can have it any time, and you can use some of them as snacks. But if you get to a certain amount of calories, you want to use it as a meal replacement instead of having your 3 hot dogs. John told me he had 2 quarter-pound hot dogs from the gas station the other day, and then he washed it down
from 7-Eleven. From 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven is a gas station, I thought. Convenience store.
Other places around America, that's just a convenience. It's just a convenience store.
In Illinois, it's always
really weird,
just a convenience store.
Throws you off, but yeah.
So Anyway, from 7-Eleven, apparently best hot dogs in America. I don't know. So there you go. But we don't sell hot dogs at Smoothie King. We sell smoothies by the name. I would suggest going there. Go check it out. This is what I do. As often as I'm around Smoothie Kings, I don't drink smoothies every day. But right about now, until summertime, I drink smoothies about 3 times a week because it makes you look good. So I would suggest doing that. All right, boys. A few things here on the texty line, and that is this. John. Gino Ojic says, so what Michael Sam went through is what Hadley calls Monday.
Yeah, I mean... I'm not proud of it, but it's hard to deny that I like to enjoy myself back in the day. Yeah.
Did you want to? You can gloss right over this, but you are not here to even ask you if you want to address this, so I will say it out loud and you can do with it what you would like. Why is Hadley not talking about Plowboy's return to TMA when he discussed the departure?
Well, the topic didn't come up.
That's true.
The topic didn't come up, and the fact of the matter is, ask Plowboy about it.
There you go.
I think it all worked out in the end.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, the funny thing is, I think if somebody sat down with Darren Atkins and asked him what went on, they would have a completely different view of what they think they know. To me, I don't give a damn what you think. I could care less what you think. What I do know is I'm very, very happy that Darren's back with this station.
Me too. I like Plowsy a lot. Doug Vaughn's Fancy Thong says, is there any way to try new smoothies at the King without risking getting something that you hate? Well, first of all, we do. So it's not a place like, it's not like an ice cream shop where you have
the little samples. Yeah,
right, because it's not made yet.
Right.
Right. And you can't make just a little bit in a blender. So that is a tougher thing to do. My suggestion would be sometimes they do have. So on crazy busy days, sometimes what we'll do is we'll say the line is out the door. So I will just make something and throw them in a little sample cups and hand them out to everybody. So occasionally you'll get samples like that. But in your day to day stuff, I would suggest this. That I'll be honest with you. There are some smoothies that I don't like. So you're not going to. I can't tell you everything on the menu is going to be great. It will not fit your preference. But if you like strawberries, you get something with strawberry in it, you're going to like it, right? It's like if you go with a kale smoothie and you don't like kale, what do you think was going to happen? Get something exactly that you like, and then the chances of you liking that, I think, are pretty high. So there you go. Boys, we have to roll. Thank you all for hanging out with us today. John, thank you for sitting on the phone. Is your arm numb yet? Are you? Because I know you don't do headsets, which I find incredibly weird.
No, because I happen to stand up to urinate, so I don't need to be some kind of little sissy boy.
Here we go. We thought we could get through the show.
Splashback Deuce, last one here. So was Plowsy being gone some sort of April Fool's Fortnite, or did his employment at Fools. Two Men in a Truck
not work out? April Fool's Fortnite.
Well done, Splashback.
Actually, let me tell you something. Darren turned down a pretty good job to come back here. Truth be told, he turned down a pretty good job to come back here.
Darren's a good dude. Everybody, I don't know a single person at the station who's ever said one negative word about Plowsy. Not one. So, and I have not had a lot of close contact with him, but he's always been really nice to me. And he's a funny dude, and I like him.
Did you mean close contact high?
Or
close see what I did contact? There? Yeah. See what I did? Okay, we got to go.
What I do know is that that's one of the few men that TJ hasn't had close contact with.
Hi. Hi. I have had close contact, but not high. 314, I'm not listening. Just wanted to text John and tell him that I don't like him. John, eat small milk, duck, fat. So there you go. I think we'll close out on that one. Thanks, 314.
How would he know if I was on if he wasn't listening? Stop being a liar.
He is a liar. Unbelievable. All right, thank you all for hanging out.